today we're going to learn Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We already got onto Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We're about 6 lines into the page. We are up to Makom Shenahagu Levarich Yevarich at the 2 dots. So the Mishnah said that in a place where the minig is to say a bracha on the Megillah, we should say a bracha on the Megillah. But a place where the minig is that they don't say a bracha on the Megillah, so you don't say a bracha on the Megillah. So apparently it all depends on minhag. There's no halacha about a bracha on the Megillah. It's all minhag. So says the Gemara, Makom Shenahagu Levarich Yevarich. The Mishnah said you only say a bracha in a place where that's the minhag. Amar Abaye lo shanu ela lachareha. Where does it all depend on minhag? That's about the bracha that we say after reading the Megillah. Avalefaneha mitzvah levarich. But in terms of making a bracha before reading the Megillah, then we absolutely have a requirement to say a bracha. Dam Rav Yudam Shmuel, kala mitzvos kulan mevarich aleihen over las yasan. Rav Yudam Shmuel says, all mitzvos, we have to say a bracha before doing the mitzvah. That's an important concept. Kol ha-mitzvos kulan mevarich aleihen over las yasan. All mitzvos, we need to say a bracha right before doing the mitzvah. So Megillah is no different. Of course you have to say a bracha before reading the Megillah. The whole issue about minhag is saying a bracha after reading the Megillah. So ask the Gemara, Mai mashma dahai over lishna dakdumehu. What tells us about that? What about the word over implies that it means before, that you say a bracha before reading the Megillah? How do you know the word over means before? So the Gemara says, well, there are a bunch of different psukim in Tanakh where we see that the word over is used to describe something happening before something else. The Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, for example, Amar Kra, the pasuk says that when they were going to report back to David HaMelech, and the Cushi already started to run toward David HaMelech, Achimaat ran after him, Vayaretz Achimaat derech HaKikar, Achimaat ran through the plains, Vayavores HaKushi, and he got there before the Cushi. So what do you see? That over Vayavor means he got there first. Abai says it's a different pasuk. Pasuk describes when Yaakov Avinu and his children and his wives were going to encounter Esav. V'hu avar lifnehem. Yaakov went in front of all of them. So you see that again, over means that you come first. V'ibai say me'acha, or it could be a different pasuk. The pasuk in Micha, v'yavar malkom lifnehem v'ashem barosham, that their king came in front of them and God was at there was in the head of all of them. So you see that over means something happening first. Great. So what bracha do we make on the Megillah? Now that we know for sure that you definitely make a bracha before reading the Megillah, it's just Tali and Minhag to make a bracha after the Megillah. What are these brachas? What brachas do we say? So lefanah amay mevarich. Before reading the Megillah, what's the bracha? Rav Sheshes mikatrazia ikla lekamed Ravashi. Rav Sheshes mikatrazia went to Ravashi or laying the Megillah in front of Ravashi. Uvarich manach. And he made the brachos of Mikra Megillah, that's the Mem, of Sha'asa Nisim, that's the Nun, and Shechiyanu, that's the Ches, Shechiyanu. So Manach, the three brachos that are symbolized by that mnemonic of Manach, those are the brachos that he made, and those are in fact the brachos that we say before reading the Megillah. So that's definitely the Halacha, that's the bracha, those are the brachos we say before reading the Megillah. La'achareha mai mevarich, what bracha do we say after reading the Megillah? Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Haraves Rivenu, Vadanes Dinenu, Vanokemes Nekmasenu, Vanifalon Mitzarenu, Vamashan Gemulu Chola Ovin Avshenu, Baruch Ata Hashem Hanifri Yisrael, Mikol Tzarehem. So the bracha essentially says, Hashem, you fight our wars, you take revenge for us, you take care of our enemies for us, Baruch Ata Hashem, you pay back all of the oppressors of the Jewish people. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, you have to end the bracha with Hakel HaMoshia, that God is a God of salvation, that he saves us. Amrav Papa, Rav Papa says, okay, so we have two versions of how we're supposed to end this bracha after the Megillah, so what should we do? Hilkach Neminu L'Travayu, say both of them, and finish the bracha off with the words, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hanifli Yisrael Mikol Tzarehem, like we said originally, and add in Hakel HaMoshia, like Rav had said. So that way you could say both conclusions of the bracha. Okay, so main point number two, I think we did number one yesterday. So main point number two will be that before the Megillah, everyone agrees we say a bracha like we do on any mitzvah over Las Yasam. After the Megillah, it depends on minhag, and there's a machlokas about the exact nusach of the bracha. Again, before the Megillah, definitely make a bracha like any other mitzvah. After the Megillah, it depends on minhag, whether you say a bracha at all. And what bracha to say is also a little bit of machlokas. What the exact nusach of the bracha, what the exact words of the bracha are, is also machlokas. Okay, so our Mishnah said, B'shein v'chamishi b'shabes mincha kardesh losh. Remember, the Mishnah, after it spoke a little bit about Megillah, moved on to talk about general kriyas haTorah in general. How many aliyos do we read on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos afternoon and Shabbos morning and Yom Kippur and Yantif and Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed? How many aliyos do we read each of those days, right? So we said on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha, there are three aliyos. Sani Shlosha Kenegad Mi. Why the number three? What is it about the magic number three? What do they correspond to? So Amar Avasi, Kenegad Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Three aliyos corresponding to the three major sections of Torah Shebichsav. Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Rava Amar, second possibility, Keneged Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Three aliyos corresponding to the three major groups of people in Klal Yisrael, Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim. Allah Haditani Rav Simi Ein Pochsin Miyub Sukin Mibes HaKnesses Vaidaber Olam Min Aminyin Hani Asara Keneged Mi. But wait a second, that which Rav Simi taught, that we always have to read at least 10 psukim, granted three aliyos, but at least 10 psukim. And whenever you have the pasuk Vaidaber Hashem L'Moshe Lemer, that still counts as a pasuk, even though it's not doesn't say much, that still counts as a pasuk. Why 10 psukim? I mean, you just gave two explanations why three aliyos, why the number three is important. Why is the number 10 important in terms of 10 psukim? Amrib Shub Levi, Keneged Asara Batlan Shub Besa Knesses. 10 corresponds to the 10 people who spend all day in shul, who should be sitting there learning and don't take another job. That we say, the Gemara says that in order for a city to be considered a significant city, we saw earlier in the first parak, it has to have at least asara batlanim. You need 10 people who are always available to sit and learn in shul. That's what the 10 corresponds to. Of Yosef Amar, Keneged Asara Sadibro Shinemar L'Moshe B'Sinai. No, what's 10 in Judaism, says Rav Yosef? The 10 commandments. That's why we need to read 10 psukim corresponding to the 10 commandments. Rabbi Levi Amar, Keneged Asara Hilulin Shamar David B'Sefer Tehillim. It corresponds to the 10 halalukas that David HaMelech says in Sefer Tehillim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Keneged Asara Ma'amarosh Ben Nivra Olam, a fourth possibility. It corresponds to the 10 sayings that Hashem said in order to create the world. Hey, Ninhu. So what are the 10 sayings that Hashem says? Vayomer Debereshis. Every time it says Vayomer Hashem, that Hashem said something in Bereshis, so that's the 10 Ma'amaros. So says Gemara, wait, go back to Chumash and count them. Hani Tisha Havu. There are only 9 Vayomers in Bereshis. And so the Gemara, Bereshis Nami Maimerhu. Bereshis itself is considered the tenth Vayomer. Dechsiv Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Naasu. Uvruach piv kol tzva'am. It says by the word of Hashem the Shemayim was made, by the ruach of his mouth all the legions of creation were made. The bottom line is that's also considered a dibor, that's also considered a saying of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So essentially, main point number three, the three aliyos are keneged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim or Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim. 10 psukim, the minimum of 10 psukim, is either keneged 10 batlanim, 10 dibros, 10 halalukas, or 10 mamaros. Weiter in the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rishon shekara dalim meshubach. So if you have 10 psukim and 3 aliyos, it's not going to break up evenly. Somebody's going to have to read 4 psukim. Somebody who's going to get an aliyah where he's going to read one extra pasuk. So Rava says, Rishon shekara dalim meshubach. If the first guy reads 4 psukim, that's great. Sheni shekara dalim meshubach. If the second guy reads 4 psukim, that's great. Shlishi shekara dalim meshubach. If the third guy reads 4 psukim, that's great. Why is it appropriate for any one of these to be the one that reads the extra pasuk? Well, Rishon Shekara Dal Meshubach, the reason it's very praiseworthy and wonderful if the first guy reads the 4 psukim, Ditnan B'Sholosh Kupa Shel Sholosh Se'in Sheben Tarbinas Elishcha. The Mishnah says in Shkalim that there are 3 boxes, each could hold 3 sa'ah, and they take the money out of the Lishcha, the special room in the Beis HaMikdash, where they collected all the money to use for the Karbanos Tzibor, for the Karbanos that were offered on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So they would take out in three baskets the money, and each of these three baskets held a certain volume, three sa'ah of money in them. Vayikasav alei, and these three baskets set on them, aleph, Bays Gimel. They were labeled as number one, number two, and number three. Leide Ezemen Esram Rishon LaHakrim Ben Rishon. The reason they were labeled that way as Aleph, Bays Gimel, one, two, and three, is so that we could know whichever one of them was taken out first, we should bring the karbanos from that money first. Shemitzvah Barishon, because it's always best to be first. So you see that first come, first serve, that being first, first is the best, that being first is fantastic. So the first guy who's called to the Torah should read the extra pasuk, because first is the best. What about the second one? Why do we say if the middle guy reads four psukim, that's also meshubach? I'm sorry, shekara arba meshubach. If the middle guy reads four, it's also meshubach. It's also praiseworthy. Detanya, because the Brisa says el mul panei menorah ya'iru, that the lights of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash shine toward the panei hamenorah. Melamit shemitzadi pneim klapi ner maravi. So that tells us that the kohen makes sure that the six other candles all face the western candle, meaning the middle candle. So everything points toward the middle. So Ravi Klapi Shechina, and the middle candle, the wick of the middle candle, faces toward the Shechina, toward where the Aron is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vam Rabbi Yochanan Mikan Shem Tzoy Meshubach. So you see from here that the middle one is the one that's most praiseworthy. We have such a din, or the Gemara comments how when a Talmud Chacham walks down the street, or even when the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara in Yuma talks about, when the Kohen Gadol walks, he has Haskan Miyamino and Rosh Beisav Mismolo. He has his two deputies, the people who are just beneath him in stature, one on his right side, one on his left side. Someone walks with an entourage, the guy in the middle is the important one. So the middle is very important, that's why the one who gets the middle aliyah is the one that reads for Psukim, just like the middle candle on the menorah was the most important one. What's the source to say that the last guy should read the four psukim? The achron shekara arba meshubach. Even if the last guy reads the four psukim, that's also praiseworthy. Why? Mishum malin bakodesh velo maridin. Very important concept. Malin bakodesh velo maridin. We always go up in kedusha and not down. So if we're going to have one person read the four psukim and the other two only read three, we want the last guy to be the one reading the most psukim so that we're moving up in the world of Kedusha. That's the concept of Malin Bekodesh V'lo Maridin. So Rav Papa Ikla LeBeknishta Davi Gover. Rav Papa came to the shul of Avi Gover, V'karu Rishon Arba'a V'shabche Rav Papa. And in that place they had the first guy read the four psukim, and Rav Papa said, fantastic, it's beautiful, it's very praiseworthy, it's wonderful. Main point number four, it's good for the first guy to read the four psukim based on shkalim. The prominence of first is learned from shkalim. The second guy, based on the menorah, the middle candle is the most prominent. And the third guy, based on malin bekodesh. So there's an advantage to have the first guy reading the four, an advantage to have the second guy reading the four, an advantage to have the third guy reading the four. Each one has its own svara. Ein pochas in mehen ve'ein mosifin. You're not allowed to do any less nor any more than the three aliyos we just spoke about. So Tana, hapoches haposeach mevarich lefaneha. So the Mishnah goes on to say, the person who starts the reading makes the bracha before, v'achosei mevarich lecharei. And the person who finishes the reading makes the bracha after. So, which means to say that only the guy who gets the first aliyah makes a bracha before his aliyah, and he does not make a bracha after his aliyah. The middle guy makes no brachas at all. The last guy makes no bracha before his aliyah, and only makes a bracha after the aliyah. So only the first guy makes a bracha before the laning, and only the last guy makes a bracha after the laning. So the Gemara just comments, nowadays there are minigis that everyone who gets an aliyah makes two brachas, one before he lanes, and one before the aliyah, one after the aliyah. The reason the rabbis decided to do that is because people sometimes come in late or leave early. So we don't want anyone to miss the brachos. We want to make sure that each aliyah gets both brachos, the bracha before and the bracha after. Because if someone comes in late, he's going to think that there never was a bracha before, and he's going to think it's not necessary to have a bracha before. Or if someone leaves early, he's going to think there never was a bracha after. He's going to think it's not necessary to have a bracha after. So the reason that we have our minhag, and this will be main point number 5, the reason we have the minhag that every single person makes a bracha before and after their own aliyah is for on account of people who come late or leave early, that they shouldn't get the wrong impression, they shouldn't think that there is no bracha on the Megillah. Okay, it's a little early, but we'll stop there. We'll pick up at the 2 dots, Be'ezras Hashem, at Perosh Chadashim, next time.